What's going on, fellas? This is QA. My point, my view. Tune into my shows. I have hot topics. You can check it out on anchor.com or Spotify, Twitter. Just look me up. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Your opinion, your matters, I value it and it do count. And I can't wait to mention your name. And if you decide that you ever want to become a podcaster, go to anchor.com. Hey, it's a one way, one street, and you can't help but win. Check it out. Anchor.com. Good afternoon. This is QA. Welcome to my podcast, My Point, My View. Today's episode, it's time to step it up. We're going to step up. Step out and step up. I'm here to talk about police reform and how things is being done by police and how they police our communities, our county, and our state. And I think that it is injustice to get justice, especially when it's our tax dollars are covering up scandals, lies, deceptions, and truth. So, and it saddens me. It really does sadden me. To see the video that came out about Tyree Nichols and the five officers that brutally beaten this man to death. And from the looks of the video, and it's just me, and I'm gonna say me, I think that that beatdown was a personal beatdown due to the fact that either Nichols slept with one of the police girlfriends, wives, or daughter, or money was involved. So one officer says to his closest guys, "We have a problem." And they made it personal. That's what I think. And if it is personal, then they need to update the charges from second degree murder to first degree murder, which to me is considered premeditated, because there's no way, no form of fiction of fact that this man had to be handled the way he's handled. He was pulled over. They didn't say why he was pulled over. They didn't say why he was stopped. They immediately approached him, pulled him out of the vehicle immediately, and they started pounding on him. Five black officers. And I'm not going to just talk about race. I'm going to just talk about police in general. But five black officers, former officers, that's all being charged for murder. Now, let's talk about our tax dollars for a second, because our tax dollars twists our laws. Our tax dollars are supposed to work for us, but actually it doesn't. Because if an officer kills someone, they get convicted and charged with manslaughter. What is manslaughter? Because the last time I recall and I remember, murder is murder, regardless of who killed him. If an officer kills a civilian, it's manslaughter. But if a civilian kills an officer, it's capital murder, it's malice murder, and it's murder in the first degree. People, we got to change reform. We got to change how we govern our states, counties, and communities. We have to change who we put in charge, because when it comes to the word murder, you need to be held accountable at the state's highest level. It needs to be held accountable at the state's highest level. There's no way that a person could be murdered with a lesser count, especially if it's caught on camera. Second degree murder? Nah, that wasn't second degree murder. That was personal, that took place. It was unacceptable the way it happened, and they need to be accounted for. I'm totally disappointed in our government today. I'm disappointed with the Biden administration. Yeah, I'm gonna say it. I am disappointed with the Biden administration. And the reason why I'm saying it is because the minute he took office, inflation went up. Why did it go up? Because, again, people, the PPP loans went out. And it got into the wrong hands of people that got into the PPP loans. They quit their jobs. Inflation went up. The ports started getting backed up. Inflation went up. Because supplies was in high demand. Same thing. So, from the Biden administration all the way down to county government, we got to change how we do things. It's time that we took a step back from ourselves, and it's time that we step up to demand change. So when I say take a step back from ourselves, I mean whatever petty personal issues you got going on within yourself, you put that to a side for now. And let's step up to what really matters. Let's step up to the government that we pay to govern us. At the same time, let's step up to what makes sense and how we make it right. And I'm going to tell you again how we make it right. When you start tackling their retirement funds, their pension, they'll act right. The police will act right. But deep down, I think police officers need to be evaluated, mentally evaluated. I think that they need to go through a series of training on dealing with someone that has a mental issue, dealing with someone that has bipolar, and dealing with what's considered the real threat to a fake threat. You got to know the difference, people. Officers, you got to know the difference. Because your gun is never the answer. I can't think of the guy's name. It's going to come back to mind. But the guy that was tased to death in California by police officers I cannot think of her name. It's going to come back to me. Who started Black Lives Matter. My prayers go out to you and your families as well. That I think that the officers that tased and killed him knew who he was, knew of him, heard of him, and they intentionally tased him over and over and over again due to the fact that he was in a accident. He could have been mentally shocked, not knowing his surroundings at the time. He got down on his knees. He wanted to be in the open. He told the police officers, you know, I'm going to comply with you. And they already had him on the ground. And I heard the officers on the body cam says, get on the ground. He's already on the ground. And they kept tasing him over and over and over again. Okay? You cannot say that that was considered manslaughter. That also was murder. murder in the first degree. Murder is murder at the end of the day. No matter how you kill a person, it's murder. Can a person be held accountable for manslaughter in some cases? Yes. If you're in a car accident, yes. But as far as contact to contact, and you kill someone, unless you're really trying to save your life, but you kill someone, nah. Murder is murder. It's first degree. We're going to take a break. When I get back, it's going to be something different. Listen, man, I want to just say this, you know, this is QA, man, from my point, my view. Y'all can start y'all on podcast, Anchor, by Spiffy. This is a network that you can be yourself, be creative, you know, got positive messages, reach out to people, and just make things happen for yourself, and actually show them that there's still some type of consistency of leadership that's within, so people can actually have someone that they can really listen to and connect with and grow. Tune in to more on Anchor, My Point, My View podcast. It's the way. And that was Kenan, the founder of the Black Lives Matter relative, cousin, that was begging and pleading for the police officers in LA to please do not George Floyd. Again, why are we supporting these polices? Why are we supporting these departments? Are we paying them to protect us, or are we paying them to kill us? People, these are your tax dollars, my tax dollars. This is what we're paying. We're actually paying for structure of demolition. I mean, is it the plan to get rid of the black man? People of color? Tell me. I mean, it's saddening. It saddens me. Again, to say what I say. But I do mean what I mean. You know? This guy's tased to death. Tased. Now they changed the story and said, well, 4 hours later after they got him to the hospital, he died from other complications. He died from a taser. How many voltages is passing through your body that actually puts your heart at risk? That paralyzes the muscles around the heart? How many times does it take to beat a person, to throw them on the ground, and keep yelling, stop resisting? What good is the body cams on the officers if it doesn't work for the community? The body cam's supposed to show that a police is really in distress and they have no other choice but to weaponize themselves and put it out to say that they was protecting themselves and protecting the public from danger. But actually, the body cams are showing that these officers just as doing as worse with the cameras than when they didn't have cameras. So what good is the body cams? Let me ask you another question real quick. We got soldiers, females and males, transgenders now, you know, no disrespect, but and at the end of the day, they're all soldiers, okay? And they're willing to lay their life down to protect this nation for a good cause, willing to lay their lives down for a good cause to protect this nation from foreign and domestic. But why are they laying their lives down if the cancer is within? Why is that? Why would you lay your life down if the cancer is within? So how can we call ourselves the most powerful, greatest nation in the world if we constantly having this cancer that's constantly growing within our nation? I mean, when I say cancer, I'm talking about the people that's constantly under destruction of jeopardizing and killing and taking somebody else's life who's innocent to the process. This is what I think about. You know, I think about genocides all the time. You know, the same thing the rapper Scarface says, I'm exhausted from my mental exorcism. This is what we're dealing with. You know, and it's hurtful. It brings tears to my eyes. You know, it's like, how do we change, reform? How do we recreate a new regime? You know, because right now the police is not doing it. They're not doing it at all. They're constantly taking lives. You know, I could say Black Lives Matter, but I'm going to say all lives matter, especially when you're innocent. All lives matter. A police officer shouldn't feel like he has the right and he's a lawman and he's the judge out on the street, that he feels that it's safely to disarm you and take away something that God gave you, and that's life. God gave you life. It saddens me. I can't stress it. You know, all the way from Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, even Trayvon Martin, we take it back. It's a never-ending story. And every time a police officer is pulling somebody over, the first thing they ask is, why are you nervous? What are you smoking? I'm not smoking anything. Well, why are you nervous? I'm nervous because I don't want to get killed from a routine stop. Oh, nobody's going to kill you. Step out the car. Why are you resisting? And here we go again. We have to change how our public service serve us. You know, they need to learn how to identify what's considered identity real and what's identity false. They always say that a cop worst fear is a traffic stop or a house call. They fear those two because anything can happen and anything can pop up. I get that. But if you have tactical training and you know how to train for situations like that, did they also teach you always grab your gun? Or did they teach you to identify the problem in the situation before you get there in hand? because the first thing should have been taught is to learn how to identify a problem. If a person has a knife and he's holding it up, what are you going to use, a gun or a taser? Identify the problem. We know that he has to use power and arm and energy to charge at you and attack you. We know that. But on the other hand, the responding officer should either A, find out if this person is bipolar or has a problem. B, let's figure out how to talk it down or talk him down or her down. C, if he or she cannot talk the person that's carrying the knife that has a bipolar situation, a mental ill situation, or just in distress situation, then you go for the taser. Then you aim to put the subject down and get custody of him. Not kill him. There's rules and regulations to what we do in life. Our county governments and communities and even governors that bags the police officers, even for their wrongdoing, must be held accountable for. You got to be held accountable, because there's no way that a citizen that takes a life the same way that an officer takes his life is charged at a higher count. I think it's wrong. I think it's politically wrong. I think that all charges needs to be brought up to first degree murder on the officers in Memphis. I think charges need to be brought up on a police in LA to first degree murder, because they did it with the intent. They did it with the intent. The man was already cuffed, he was already laying on the ground, and the officers kept tasing him. The other guy, Tyree Nichols, was handcuffed with his hand behind his back. Officer pulls out a baton and he hits him right across the jaw, right across the face with it, 3 times. Another officer kicks him. If you don't call that personal, what do you call it? What took place was personal. There's no way that you could tell the person to comply with their hands behind their back. You have more control with a person with their hands behind their back, people, than anything. The person that's handcuffed with their hands behind their back has no control of anything. They can't even hold itself up. The firefighters that arrived on the scene, they need to be held accountable. They need to be held accountable as well, process part of the murder. Why is that? Because A, they could have rendered aid right then and there. B, they could have pushed the officers off them to render aid. And C, they bother not to do it. From what one of the other officers tell the paramedic, nah, you don't want him. He's a killer. He's a child molester. He's a drug dealer. Leave him alone. Let him lay. Let his ass learn. Let him suffer. Something was said to that paramedic, to the fire department, for them not to render aid. This is what we deal with on a day-to-day-to-day. It's year 2023, and it still feels like 2018. 2019, and especially 2020. That these police officers are constantly going after black men, black women, people of color, taking their lives for no reason. There's no possibly way in the world that they should keep getting off on this. And these police has got to be held accountable. We do not pay taxes to die. Not like that, people. No, sir. No, ma'am. Not like that. We do not pay taxes to die. We pay our taxes, especially when you're homeowners. You pay your taxes so you can have protection. Live life without the possibility of knowing that our community is safe. It's getting to the point where drivers are driving, creeping in, creeping out, hoping they don't get pulled over by a police officer over a routine traffic stop and end up getting killed. Beat down, tased to death. Because this is what our new police officer does. You know, gang in blue. I said it, gang in blue. They're gang members. They're going to gang up. Remember what I tell you. Respect the blue wall of silence. Respect the code. If you snitch, you also get stitches. If you testify against us, it's your ass. Respect the blue wall of silence. It's what gang members does. Okay? And they're the worst gang members in our nation. Hell, I respect the Crips and the Bloods for what they do, to be honest with you. I don't really hear much from them or hear anything about them. I respect the BGs. I respect the black, the BGs, I respect MS-13, I respect all these other gang members over the police. The police says that they're going to be the toughest gang because they can do it, and they can do it legally and get away with it. Why they do it legally? Because they have people that can back them up, like the district attorney's office, our state senators, and our governors. They're going to bag these guys up, and they're going to set precedents. Meaning that if they have to kill everybody to have their regime, they will. And then they're going to take lives doing it. So be it. That's why, people, we have to step up. We have to unite and step up as citizens. Because now it's against all odds. They're taking us out. One by one. And if they can amp it up to two or three a day, they will. It's time to step up. If you want my honest opinion, it's time to fight back. Marching and protests don't get nothing done. Fighting their asses back, they'll calm their ass down. I promise you that. It's time to step up, people. It's time to step up. I'll be back with my closing arguments. Hey guys, welcome back to QA, my closing arguments on my point, my view, is we have to put our measurements and take them to a different level. We have to be able to stop capitalizing on people by saying that a life is taken. So X amount of dollars that goes into our pockets should satisfy the life that was taken away. Let me tell you what I mean by that. is that just because a person gets convicted, gets tried for a crime, and you work for a city or county government or government, and you sue the government, that just say hypothetically $25 million, it doesn't stop the pain. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'd rather have my loved one here than to have the money, because money is something you can't take with you. And I know also a loved one, but a loved one is someone that will carry your legacy. Money doesn't, you know. Biden's going to have a State of the Union next week, and I already know what he's going to say. He's going to talk about police reform. He's going to talk about African Americans. He's going to talk about the people of color, and he's going to talk about what needs to be done and what he's going to try to write into law. All because of the 2024 elections. I'm going to be honest with you people. And he's also dealing with the Black Caucus. You know, trying to have a clear understanding of what's going on. It shouldn't have to come to 5 African American officers killing a black man, bringing this type of attention to light. It shouldn't have to come to the FBI director speaking on this when they didn't speak about George Floyd getting killed with a knee on his neck. They didn't speak about this when Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her own home. They didn't speak about this when the Dallas female police officer went into somebody else's apartment and shot and killed them because it was personal. They never speak about this, but they want to speak on black crime based on a situation, because Memphis, Tennessee is 58% predominantly black or people of color in the police department. And Memphis is also a predominantly black city, but no one has really spoken on the other victims, not even Trayvon Martin. So it shouldn't have to come to this, to the point where our president or the United States has no power in a county government or city based on him being a leader, but governors and state senators that does have this power has no say-so really in our county government. If you look at the back of a police vehicle and you look at the tag on it, it says government on the back of it. Well, if it's county government or government, it's bad by the government. When you see a tag, it says government. Who is the government? People, we are. We're the government. We're the taxpayers. We're the ones that's supplying the so-called people to protect us, which is they're working against us. We're the government. So why are we backing someone that's really doing destruction to us? It is mean, and it's need to be said that it's time to actually fight back. People, you gotta fight back. You can't keep letting someone take your life. This is not how God planned it. This is not how God ordered it. Your life shouldn't be taken by another man that says that he has the power of people bagging them up, or they relieved from their duty, or they are suspended with pay. Citizens don't get suspended. Citizens get prison time. Citizens goes to jail. Citizens has to pay hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to attorneys. these police officers, their union. Their union attorneys is going to represent them. Their union's attorney is going to do everything they can to get them out of a situation to say that there was no part of it. Their unions. And who pays into the union? They do. Who gets the retirement pension? They do. They get everything handed to them, including our tax dollars. And we have to sit here and deal with such destruction from our own police department. Our own police department. I mean, do I know it's black on black crime? Of course, it's a lot of black on black crimes. Do I think police officers are really out there trying to stop black on black crime? Hell no. No, they're not. Only thing, they're doing the same thing here in Atlanta. They go somewhere and hide, went on the shoot, and go out on the scene, clean it up, and keep moving. You know, Mayor Dickinson, his percentage in Atlanta, his percentage of murder rate is going up. It's going up. Yeah, it's going up. And I think, again, that if they can't control this, none of the cities need to be funded for no type of dollars. You got these chiefs that they find all over the country that they're paying top dollar to, $300,000-$400,000, I'm over exaggerating, between $150,000 to $250,000 a year. A chief, a police chief. Why are they making this type of money when they can't even control the crimes? You have so much money is being paid out, and it's going into the wrong hands, and it's costing black men their lives. So I'm saying this to say that, people, it's time to step up, look at the situation, think about what I said, leave me your comments, tell me what you think, because now we have to support us, and we have to step up. This is Q-Ray signing off. Thank you for tuning in. My point, my view.